Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Thousands of Boston Public High School students take the T to school every day. They ride for free, and they dominate certain buses and subway cars during their morning treks and afternoon exodus. This afternoon, we found this video on YouTube. It's dated April 11th, and it's a bit shaky, but it's clearly Courthouse Station on the Silver Line. There's a large group of teens, they've got their backpacks on, and kids are circled around a pair of boys crumping or participating in some kind of dance-off. It's an energetic and even a bit rowdy scene. All of a sudden, something sounds like a gunshot. The teens scatter. There's genuine terror on their faces. And as the video continues, things do settle down, and it's obvious that there were no gunshots at all. Instead, it looks like one teen made the sound by pounding on a sign. If you ride the T, maybe you've had the experience of riding with kids who might be getting out of hand. I mean, it's what kids do. So it's easy to imagine, though, that run-ins between teens and the MBTA transit police are frequent. But does rowdy, loud behavior justify police officers shoving, using threats, or hurling racial insults? That's how a large number of Boston teens claim they're being treated by MBTA police. A recent survey of 700 Boston youth found that 48% of teens report having seen transit police pushing or shoving other youth. 35% say they've witnessed a transit police officer using insults with racially charged words. The study was conducted by teens in collaboration with the Hyde Square Task Force, a neighborhood development agency in Jamaica Plain. And one of those teens who performed the study, he joins me now. He's Waldy Nova. He's 18, and he goes to West Roxbury High School. Hi there, Waldy.
Hi, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming by. And also from the Hyde Square Task Force is Carla Paulos. She's coordinator of organizing and policy initiatives, and she worked with Waldy and other teens in developing the survey. Carla, welcome.
Thank you.
Also with us is the chief of the MBTA Transit Police, Jeff McMillan. Chief McMillan, welcome to Radio Boston.
Okay, thank you for having me. It's Paul McMillan.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. So, I'm sorry. My fault. Paul McMillan. Well, Waldy, let me just start with you briefly. I mean, we heard that sound. It was a crazy scene. But is that your experience on the way that some high school students can get to acting on the T?
I mean, I don't doubt that it is a possibility that some may act this way. I personally haven't experienced that to a rowdiness to that extent.
Okay. Well, when you performed the survey and you talked to 700 teens in the Boston area, what is it really in more detail that they shared you with? What are the particular experiences that you came away having discovered?
Well, I have some on paper and some that I just remember personally.
Yeah, why don't you share some of them?
One of them that, you know, just shocks me personally is I was in a fight and the transit police grabbed me and shoved me to the floor and let the other girl just leave. She was white and I got cuffed, not her.
Is that unusual in terms of the responses that you heard back from kids?
Not unusual.
Okay.
Another one that I see here is an officer pushed me into the train because I had been at Jackson Square Station too long. According to him, I was waiting for someone.
Hmm. Well, overall, it seems like you found 48% of teens report witnessing a transit police officer pushing or shoving. 42% report witnessing a police officer cornering youth. But, Waldy, I got to ask you, on the other hand, I mean, there have been bad things that have happened on the T. Police sometimes do need to be there. Last New Year's Eve, I believe, on January 31st, 2008, a 16-year-old was stabbed to death during a fight with another team on the 28 bus near Blue Hill Avenue. So do you see why, the MBTA police might want to keep a close eye?
I agree completely. They should be at the stations. I mean, it is their jobs to protect us and the people who ride the train and or buses. But I believe they can do it in a more respectful way. And I don't think that all youth act the same way and should be treated the same way.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chief McMillan, let me turn to you. I guess let me just ask you the big question, your first reaction to the survey that came out.
Well, the first reaction is that we've done a lot of work in the area of juvenile relations with the transit police. In 2001, we arrested over 700 juveniles. nearly 700 juveniles. Last year, we only arrested 74. So we have done a lot of hard work in the area of giving our officers alternatives to arresting the juveniles that hang in our stations.
But it seems, according to the survey, that some of those alternatives still include treatment that the teens find very disrespectful.
Correct. And it's always a challenge for our transit police officers, who day in and day out do excellent work dealing with this situation, to find the happy medium of having the students not hang in the stations, be rowdy in the stations, and also we get complaints from our other passengers that we're not doing enough to move the students along and get them out of the stations. So we need to obviously strike a better balance of protecting the rights of the juveniles, the students in our stations, as well as the other passengers who complain about the students hanging in the stations.
Mm-hmm. Does it bother you, though, that so many teens, I mean, at least over half of them, in terms of some of the ways they feel they've been treated, does it bother you that there's this perception that MBTA police are basically always watching them, cornering them, treating them with disrespect?
Well, again, the survey is a lot of anecdotal incidences, but be that as it may, there is clearly a perception that we are not handling the situation properly. But there is a natural conflict in between the police and juveniles in any city or town, and I think that's enhanced because of the number of youth we deal with on the MBTA. So to the extent that the survey indicates that we have additional work to do, we agree, and we are committed to working with the task force to address some of these issues.
Mm-hmm. Carla, for a second. One of the major reasons why it is an issue here is because in terms of youth getting to and from school, in high school, most of them ride the T. So they rely on the T as much as anybody else does.
There's over 20,000 students who ride the MBTA every day to get to school.
Carla, what did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that Chief McMillan makes a point that this is a perception issue. And while it absolutely is, it's also a reality for these 700 teens. Mm-hmm. So it's more than just perception. This is the reality that they face day in and day out. So while it might be a perception for someone coming on at a different T station, this is what our youth are faced with every single day when they go to school, when they come home, when they're traveling on vacations. So it's more than just perception.
Right.
It's a reality.
I think you touched on earlier while talking to Scott, where you said, and if I'm allowed to quote you directly, is it's not just perception, and that perception is backed by reality.
Right. So to that extent, we have met already once with the task force, and we will continue to meet with them, and we will work on working together in a partnership to resolve the differences here.
Do MBTA transit officers at this time receive any specific training on how to deal or relations with teens?
Yeah, there's two answers to that. Many of our officers have received that training, but over the course of the last couple of years, we have had a turnover in the force, and those officers have not received that specialized training. And hopefully by the end of, during the fall or the end of this year, the 80 or so officers that have not received a specialized training on how to deal with juveniles will have that training.
By the end of this year, you
yes.
said. Waldy, would that be a good step for you? Is that enough? You think that we could see you could see a turnaround in how you feel like you're being treated by the MBTA Transit Police?
I would say it's definitely a step in the right direction. I don't think it would immediately solve all the problems that are being faced by both the transit police officers and the youth. Obviously, it's not just the transit police officers, like we mentioned earlier. There are a lot of youth that can misbehave. So we need, I think we would have to have seminars for the youth as well on how to interact with police officers. So there's just a bunch of steps that we would have to take. It's not just one particular.
Chief McMillan, would you be open to that? Like maybe like forming some sort of ongoing series of these kind of seminars?
Yes, we've already talked about having a police youth dialogue through a professional facilitator to get it started. And then my hope is that we could just continue those on our own without that facilitator, so that we have this constant interaction with the youth, so that we are more attuned to exactly what their concerns are.
Mm-hmm. Which sounds like an amazing idea.
Well, hopefully it's one that we could see very soon. But let me just ask both of you a quick final question. We wanted to talk about this today because it seems like a big deal. I mean, we have thousands and thousands of young people riding the T every day, and hundreds of thousands of more regular riders as well. And to feel that there is that sort of tension every time you get on the train, it feels like something that we should be able to, you know, to get past. So, Waldy, in the last couple of seconds that we have today, when you go home from this radio station, are you going to kind of look over your shoulder still and wonder how MBTA Transit Police officer is going to treat you?
I mean, I've met with Chief McMillan and Cheyenne O'Connor, mm-hmm. so I now that I have a personal relationship, I feel a lot better about transit police officers. I still think that there's an issue, though.
Well, Waldy Nova, you're 18 years old and very wonderful to have you today. West Roxbury High School student, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Carla Paulos, coordinating organizer for policy initiatives at the Hyde Square Task Force, thank you as well.
Thank you.
And Chief Paul McMillan of the MBTA Transit Police, thank you for being with us. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from the angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow at 3 for more Radio Boston.